Case number 10645, Thomas Kelly, east of row 271, south of Worcester Road, being lot 11 within Canal Point Development. A variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
My name is Richard Blitz, Jr. My address is 31685 Virginia Manor Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
Do you swear affirm the testimony about the gives you the truth, all the truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm the builder for the Kellys.
Okay.
In Canal Point, where it's backing up on Worcester Drive, all that back land back there is all wetlands, non-buildable. There's a lot of different lots on Worcester Drive in this certain development. And I would dare say we'll probably be back again. We're not asking for a monster screen porch, just the average 10 by 14. We're going to ask for a 5-foot variance on that back corner of the screen porch that leads up to the wetlands area.
No portion of this will be in the wetlands?
No. It'll still be on the property, just be inside the setbacks, 5-foot instead of the 10-foot.
You're the builder?
Yes.
So there's somebody already owning and living in the property?
Yes.
They have no indispensable need for a screen porch, do they? I mean, they can live without it?
Yeah, they can live without it.
How can you address the factor in the statute which says that in order to have a variance, you have to show that property can't reasonably be used? It's already being used.
I don't understand the answer.
One of the standards for granting a variance is that you show that the property can't reasonably be used without it. And my question is, if it's already being used without it, how do you meet that factor?
Well, that portion of the property is not being used.
But the property itself is being used, correct?
Yes, there is a home on the property, yes.
Are you familiar with the standards for granting a variance?
Most of them.
Okay. And you know that you have to address all five standards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not really familiar with all those standards.
Okay. There's five standards. One is uniqueness. So you have to show that there's a condition, an irregularity in there, and it's a physical condition that makes the property unique in the request, and in that the property can't be developed in strict conformity. The second, cannot otherwise be developed. There's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity, and it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. These are not easy standards to meet in many requests. The unnecessary hardship or practical difficulty cannot have been created by the applicant. That it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that's typically the case that it won't. And of course it won't be detrimental to public welfare. And the last one is that it's a minimum request to afford relief. I think what Mr. Burrell is suggesting is that this house is inhabitable without the screen porch. So the charge to you is to show that it meets all five standards.
Yes, sir. As far as the land, it's not a normal shape. It is a different size, different angles and stuff like that. It is wetlands behind the property. Most likely there'll be never ever anybody building behind it unless they come to you. There is, again, wetlands back there, and there is mosquitoes. There is ponds, storm ponds in the development. There are mosquitoes there. So for the homeowner to enjoy the outdoors in the dusky evening or at nighttime would be literally impossible without some kind of shelter.
So you're suggesting that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
If they want to go outside at nighttime, yes.
Okay.
And a lot of people have a lot of activities. There's bike trails there. There's stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of people outside at nighttime around there. It's a big community. I feel that the homeowners have not really asked for a really big screen porch or anything. It's a little bit below average. But by the time you put a 6-foot round table in there and some chairs and stuff like that, it is feasible.
So tell me about the existing deck. Is it a first floor deck?
Yes.
Is it, so it's at the first floor or below?
Yes, it is. It's one level.
Is there a size of variance for that deck? Or because it doesn't encroach 5 feet, it's allowed?
Correct. It can encroach.
Is there a reason why they choose not to enclose that deck as opposed to adding on additional porch area?
The understanding I get from the homeowners is that they did want some sun deck for daytime and for the children and everything else when they come down on vacation to sun and bathe.
And what is the size of that deck, do you know?
I do not know.
Okay. I think it would be at least in my opinion, and that's subjective to whatever you take it, probably be a more reasonable request to enclose that deck that's existing and less of an encroachment than to request more encroachment.
If you look at the set of drawings that's here now, if you look at the back of the home, with all the windows and everything in the back of the home, it would be almost difficult to close that in that part there and still allow sunlight to go inside the windows into the home.
Okay. Did the property owners buy the house already constructed?
No.
It was built for them?
There was three or four different models. It's a development. They went in there, they picked out a model. They liked one lot. And to be honest with you, homeowners don't really know what they're getting until it's already built.
They were getting when they paid for it, didn't they?
Yeah. They seen something, they liked it. They thought it was nice. And they liked that lot because it backed up to the woods. They knew they weren't going to have any neighboring people in the back of the home. And it is a nice wood lot behind there.
I hope you understand the difficulty for us in granting something like this when it's a stretch to meet all five standards.
Well, the neighbors next door, I was here a few months ago, and that one was more or less almost the same. The lot was different shape, backed up to the wetlands, and they did get granted. I certainly wouldn't be wasting my time or yours if I didn't
understand.
If I didn't have any possibility, to tell you the truth, and I certainly wouldn't waste the homeowner's money.
I understand.
I just felt that it was just when I talked to the homeowners that everything was a fair situation. Don't ask for more than you think you know. Don't get greedy.
And I'll grant you it's not an unusual request.
But, however,
the same thing.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
Susan, I think it's the one next to it, it's the same thing, just about put a porch on and everything?
Close
mm-hmm. to it? Okay.
Mr. Hudson?
Susan, also, have we granted very many variances, light variances
many,
there?
But there have been.
Is there a few?
Just a few.
Like this?
Mm-hmm.
And the one next to it, we just did. Right there. The one next to it, we just did.
One next to it? Yeah, mm-hmm. Just like it.
Mm-hmm.
April.
Mr. Wharton.
Yeah.
April.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions? No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we table case number 10,645 until...
Second.
July 19th?
Yes.
July 19th. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe.
Before you set the date on that, I just saw the agenda for the August meeting has like only four public hearings or something. Is next week's agenda full?
No, it's not completely full.
Okay. If there are things which, okay, never mind.
We can put on the August one.
I was just going to say, if we were full next week like we are tonight, I'd suggest we kick them, but if we don't have a big agenda already, then it's
not a large one.
Want to kick it into the August?
July 19th.
Okay.
Under old.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,645 until our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
And when would that date be, Mr.
Chairman? That'll be next Monday evening, the 19th. Okay.
Thank
now,
you.
The public hearing will be closed. You're welcome to come if you would like.
Just to hear and sit in?
Yes, sir. You may sit in, but there'll be no other testimony taken. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.